My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Representative, welcome. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia.
Thank you so much for having me. How are y'all doing today?
Good. So one thing to clear up. So how did you feel with all the brouhaha here in Philadelphia? You probably liked the back and forth, I guess, that happened over after your visit and Congressman Donald's.
It was fantastic, and it is the canary in the coal mine. We know that they are running scared because Kamala Harris is arguably the worst representation for the black community that we have seen in generations. And the fact that they are running scared, sending her to Philadelphia and not sending her to Atlanta in any events that Congressman Donalds and I are participating in makes me smile. We are actually going great. From before, that's to the black community, because we know if we get 25% to 30% of the black vote, mathematically Democrats can't win, and they know it too.
Well, without a doubt. So you were in Congress yesterday. Thrilling day, I would think, with President Trump. What are some of the headlines for you being inside there with him?
It was fantastic. I mean, it was all hands on deck. Everyone was in the room. We are coalescing around President Trump. He is our nominee. He is our guy. And what made me smile, too, was seeing President Trump with Mitch McConnell, seeing him with the speaker, and actually saying, hey, guys, the time for fighting is over. It's time for us to come together and fight this fight in November. And I tell you what, the energy was unbelievable. He sat there and talked to us for an hour and a half, unscripted, being his usual, jovial, fun self, authentic self. And the juxtaposition of his performance compared to what we saw with Joe Biden meandering around the field in Europe is exactly what the world is saying and why we need President Trump back in office.
Well, to that point, and you probably are sitting back, your feet up on the desk watching this morning, going, oh, my God, it's the best they have. They're saying, hey, Trump is just like Biden. He's 78. Biden's only 3 years older. Why are you saying that, Representative Hunt? What you just said, then, they're very close in age.
They may be close in age, but they are certainly not close in cognitive ability. That is clear. And that's what this is about. And I also want to say something to this, too. President Trump is at the height of his game. He is still performing at 100%, as we have seen in all the rallies and his interactions. Trust me, President Trump knows how to find his way on and off the stage. But I want people to know something. Given the cognitive decline that we have seen from Joe Biden in the last 4 years, a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for Kamala Harris. He is not going to make it, given the precipitous fall off that we have seen from him in the last few years. He won't make it for the next four. And if you think it's bad now, imagine Kamala Harris at the helm. That's why this is the most important election that we've seen in our lifetime. We need strength back. We need common sense back. And most importantly, we need a high-functioning president that can handle all the intricacies and the details that are embodied in this role to save our country.
Now, one of the things President Trump said, I believe, Congressman, to you guys, too, at length as a policy, is getting rid of the federal tax on tips, which I not only support, but I think, boy, it boxes in the other side, does it not?
Isn't that a novel idea? instead of raising taxes, instead of having a minimum, a mandatory minimum wage, how about we do something that the people in the service industry have wanted for years? They work their tails off. They serve us every day. And the idea of not taxing them on tips so they could have more money in their pocket so that they could then spend in the economy to make it better. And again, that's actually what this whole thing is about for the federal government. How do we get out of your way? How do we allow each individual citizen to make their own decisions with their own money? And when they invest back into our communities and invest back into our economy because they have less taxes, that's how we spurn more growth. Novel idea, but President Trump clearly has the answers.
We're talking with Congressman Wesley Hunt. Congressman, I think it's pretty lame, and I think it's pretty easy to defeat. But what do you make of this attempt again? I guess it's Schumer, but it's a Biden administration, to box guys like you in. You're in a border state to say, look, we gave you something that would calm down the border. You guys wouldn't sign that bill.
What are we talking about? We signed H.R. 2 over a year ago, and Chuck Schumer wouldn't even take it up. We know that Joe Biden, the executive fiat, overturning President Trump's border policies is what got us here in the first place. This is the worst border crisis I've seen in my lifetime because with one stroke of the pen, he destroyed laws that were keeping us safe. He destroyed laws that were keeping fentanyl out of our communities. He destroyed laws that prevented every state from being a border state because we were simply better off. But President Trump said something in the meeting yesterday that I thought was fascinating. We as a country cannot afford to have 11 million people in this country illegally. We are running a $2 trillion annual deficit. We are $34 trillion in debt. And then now we're putting in even further burden on the American public by asking them to pay for people that are here illegally. It's a complete joke. And you can't blame it on us because 4 years ago, we didn't have this problem. You took office, made Kamala Harris your border czar, and now we're the complete disaster.
Now, I've often thought school choice is the silver bullet. Latino voters are one of the groups here in Philadelphia we thought would move. I got to say, it hasn't moved the needle over the years, but Jay-Z jumping into the ring, Meek Mill, and a few other people here in Philadelphia, because we're having this big fight as we go to the budget. What do you make of that?
I'm a product of school choice. I drove 1 hour one way every single day to attend the school that my parents chose to send me to. And I tell you something, it was a hardship on us. It was a very exclusive school that my parents had to really tighten up their belts to send us to. But it created a United States congressman in a white majority district in Houston, Texas, that President Trump would have won by 25 points, and I won by 30 points. Not just that, my brother, sister, and I all went to West Point, all graduated from West Point, all served our country because we are all products of school choice. If you have a young person and you have a family that wants better, that wants to make some sacrifices to better themselves, you know what? They should have the opportunity to do that. And I'm a product of it. And that's why I'm a diehard advocate for it as well.
And a great example. And I think you made a good point there, too. There are people that are willing to tighten their belts. They don't need the whole thing necessarily to go to a particular school. They just need the boost to get them halfway or three quarters of the way there. And then they're going to pitch in and send their kid to that school.
You got it. You got it. And there are a lot of vacancies at some good schools. And again, it's tough. And people have to make sacrifices, but nothing in America, nothing worth gaining, nothing worth attaining is easy in this country. You have to work hard, but if you do, this is one of the few places in the world where you will get a return on that investment. It really is that simple. And why would you not want school choice? Why would you not want people that want to do better to be afforded the opportunity to do just that? And that's what conservatives want, and the Democrats are fighting staunchly against it.
Absolutely. Parting question, Congressman Wesley Hunt. President Trump goes to Detroit tomorrow, and people think, why are you going to places like that? And we know what happens. It's not just in that community. People see it around the country.
People see it everywhere. It's not just Detroit, and it's not just Philly. It's not just Atlanta. It's the entire country. And what I love that President Trump is doing is he is targeting areas that traditionally Republicans have not been able to attain. But given the way that polling is looking and given the way how minorities are trending in his direction, it's a very genius play. We have to go fish where the fish are. And I love the fact that he's going to Detroit. I love the fact that he's going to the Bronx. But you know what also I want to say? black issues, Hispanic issues, Asian issues. You know what they are? They are all American issues. The rising tide raises all boats. So when the black community does well, America does well. When the Hispanic community does well, America does well. We are all in this boat together. President Trump realizes that he is fighting not just for one particular demographic. He is fighting for everybody.
Absolutely. Hardly wait till you're back in Philadelphia again. There's a lot of action when you're here. Thank you, Congressman. Have a nice weekend.
My pleasure. You just said happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.